Now, sadly, over the weekend, it was Saturday night, there was a bit of an incident, an accident if it were, and I now have a sprained, possibly fractured left wrist. No, it's not the end of the world, to be honest. It's not my beating hand. It's not my masturbation hand. I can't drive at the moment because I drive stick shift, and it's just, unless I can teach my boobs to steer for me while I'm shifting, it's just simply not safe to do so. But, yeah. Lovely little accident. However, I'm not going to let that stop me from playing with people. So, Sunday night, I did another scene, which was by far my favorite of the entire camp experience, where I took a sub to the dungeon, and at first I was kind of unsure if I would be able to do this, because a lot of things I wanted to do I've only ever done with two hands, and I wasn't sure I could do a lot of the laces and buckles. But the slave was pretty persistent that he didn't want anyone else touching him, so I figured I'd give it a shot. And I started off, I was in my corset, my lovely, like, black and silver corset. And it's got these, like, vest type deal to it that just, it really screams top. Some of my corsets, you could mistake me for a sub, but this corset, no sub wears this corset. This is a fucking dominatrix corset. And I make the slave take off everything except for his boxers and get on his knees in front of me and just wait. I bring out his mitts, his little, like, puppy mitts, where once they're on, his fingers are useless because they're bound up inside of the mitt that's cuffed and locked to his wrist. I mostly make him put these on because I just couldn't. And after they're on, I make him pick up my toy bag and bring it over to a spanking bench, a different design from the one I'd used earlier. This one's more of like a straddle bit, this leather bit in the middle, like sticking up. And then on each side of the straddle is two more like places for legs and arms to rest. So I haven't put it next to it. And then I tell him I unzip the bag and I tell him I want him to put all of the toys on the table. Well, hand me all the toys and I'll put them on the table. So it's funny just watching him struggle to lift them with these mitts, not having fingers available, having to pinch each toy in between his hands to hand it to me while he's on his knees, just offering up to me all these lovely things I'm going to hurt him with. All of the paddles, all of these whips, this lovely spiky pinwheel that was a new toy for me. And I put them all up. And then once they're arranged, we take out the hood. And I'm not going to lie, this is where I'm a little impressed with myself. I got the hood on him. It's a completely form-fitted to this particular slave's head hood. All leather. Completely blocks out light. There's a little hole for the mouth and two little holes for the nose. And, well, it took me a couple of tries to even get the thing over his head, but eventually I was able to do it with some teeth work, and I smooshed his head in there really good. And then it requires you to lace it up, which was special. I would take my teeth and grab one end and then take the other lace in my other hand and then just pull at opposite sides to really get it nice and tight. Just on one hand, it is no reason for things to be loose. And after this is all tied up, there's all these leather buckles that go overhead to compress the hood and make it even tighter, make it even more secure, make him even more, like, unable to hear, unable to see. After this was done, I just stood there, just looking at it, feeling a little impressed with myself, I'm not gonna lie, you know? I'm shibby, I'm badass, I can do this shit one-handed, fuck all y'all bitches. Sorry. I then, via touching him, made him aware that he needed to get onto the spanking straddle bench thing. I put some cuffs on his ankles, and then I used some connectors to connect him all up. Now, one of the fun things about this hood of his is at the very top, at the crown of your head, like, and there's a D-ring. And so I stuck his leash onto that D-ring and then tied the leash off at a eye hook at the base of the spanking straddle thing and made it really tight. So not only could he not move his arms and hands because they were secured, but he could not move his head either. Just leaving him completely helpless, completely vulnerable, completely waiting for me to hurt him. He had fucked up earlier, so he knew I was going to really, really hurt him. Now, to start with, I really wanted to make this an intense scene. I'd done a lot of scenes the week, but they'd all been like under an hour, so I wanted this to be a really long, really intense. The energy of the dungeon around us was lovely. Everywhere I looked, I could see people doing amazing scenes, beating people, tying people, suspending people, fucking people. The energy was just amazing. Just this intense, kinky, sexual energy of just people playing everywhere. Just, it sends me spiraling upwards into top space. And I just start strutting a little bit more. My shoulders square back a bit more, and I'm ready to go. I start my running my fingers over the slave's back. Just touching, just feeling, just caressing. Trying to find sensitive spots with my fingertips that I'll find again later with other implements. Tickling here and there, seeing how much I can make him wiggle and squirm, how much room the slave has to wiggle and squirm. Just touching practically every part of their body lightly with fingertips. And then I get to the boxers and I pull them down, leaving them exposed. And I start by grabbing something light, a nice light paddle, and just start slowly hitting him with it. I started with the strap because I think it's a beautiful piece of equipment for any sort of sub you want to send to space. There's something about the rhythmic thwacking you can get going that you can't really do with a paddle. With Florentine floggers, you can do that same kind of rhythm, that nice, like, soft, 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 medium, hard, soft, 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 medium, hard. You just get a rhythm going, a pattern going that's glowing their ass, and they can kind of just sink into the impact the same way someone sinks into trance. And you just beat them across the ass, beat them across the shoulders, just kind of going around their body and just beating them, warming it up. Just like if I'm giving someone a massage, I always want to start off lightly. And sometimes you go a little firmer and a little deeper where it needs it, but you're really just warming up the body. So that's what I did. I took that strap and I warmed up his body, hitting his legs, hitting his arms, just giving his entire body a rosy little glow. And I then moved on to a harder paddle, and I started hurting him a little bit. I wanted him to really feel some pain, get those endorphins really rolling through his body. And so I beat him, and I smack him. And I decide I want to secure him a little bit more. So I grab some zip ties and I very, like, and this part was difficult for me because doing a zip tie one-handed and even with teeth can be a bitch. But I zip tied all of his cuffs a little bit tighter together to the eye hooks. And then, you know, I have some zip ties in my hand. What are you going to do? Well, I took three of the very, like, foot-long zip ties, and I started walking around his body, just beating him with them, lightly at first, and little stingy sensations. I try it on my arm first, of course, to make sure I know exactly what level of pain I'm causing, and then I just walk around him, smacking him with it, hitting him here, hitting him there, hitting him fucking everywhere. This isn't like a paddle or a flogger where I have to worry about hitting the middle of his back or sensitive spots you wouldn't want to hit with any amount of pressure. These are just little stinging sensations that add to the sensation. And since this wasn't a toy, really, I knew that he didn't have any idea what I was using to hit him with. So it's this mystery sting going all over his body, hitting him literally everywhere. dragging it over his skin, and just extra sensation to just kind of confuse his brain, confuse his nerve endings, and just really fun to beat him with. And this one really made him wiggle, this sting. So I move on now. I put down the zip ties, and I just move on to the crop. The crop is lovely in that you can, again, hit somebody pretty much anywhere. And I just go through his body and I start circling him. And as I circle him, I smack him. And I just start circling faster and faster and smacking him everywhere so he never knows where the blows are going to come from. The hood does a really good job of blocking out a lot of sound, especially when you use earplugs underneath. So I just want him to not feel safe, not necessarily know how many people are smacking the slave. It's just me, but coming in all directions pretty fast, it just adds to the confusion and takes the brain down a little bit more. Smacking all over, having some fun, rubbing it, sometimes just taking that crop and the handle and just rubbing it really hard against their skin. Not enough to be painful, but enough to kind of cut into the skin a little bit. Just leave little marks. As I run it over, run the leather over him, put it in front of his face. He can't see it, but he can feel me tapping it gently against his cheek, tapping it gently against the top of his head, just moving it all over his body. And then finally, I put that away. And I use some more paddles and really beat him until his ass is red, he's wiggling. And then I break out this little sharp pinwheel. It feels like little tiny pinpricks hitting you. It doesn't actually draw blood. I'm not doing it hard enough for that. But I'm doing it in all of his most sensitive spots. Just imagine, every place you're ticklish, every place you're super sensitive, having something really sharp just run over it. Kind of a tickle, kind of painful, just really fun. And this really made him wiggle, really made him squirm about and cry out a little bit, what little crying out he could do. And just running it everywhere, over his feet, under his underarms, across his balls and his inner thighs, just everywhere. And I had fun playing with him, watching him squirm, and I put it away. And now I kind of decide I just want to use my hands for a little bit. So I take my right hand, the good one that's not currently injured due to special circumstances, and I start hitting him, squeezing him, groping him really hard, grabbing the ass, just the fleshy bit, and kind of putting my fingernails in a little bit, making it hurt. And I start walking around him in circles, and just every little part of his body, I'm grabbing, I'm pulling, I'm poking, I'm pushing. I just making him feel buffeted from all sides, and I just start walking around faster and faster, smacking him, slapping him across his leather hood, and just pulling at him, just making him feel like he's being beaten up, and I guess he is. I really want him at this point. We've been so far into the scene. His mind should be just already floating, and this is going to take it that extra little bit, that little psychological fear, not knowing where he's going to get struck, where he's going to get pinched, where he's going to get poked, not knowing what's coming next, so that when I do go to the next thing, his mind will be able to just kind of space out from getting a beating that's more of a pattern and less of a surprise. And I take out, for one final time, the strap, because I know I'm gushing on it, but it's a new toy, and I think it's an amazingly versatile one. And I just start beating him again, beating him until he's sweating and squirming, and I'm not sure he can take anymore. And then I just put it away. I start packing up the bag a little bit, and then about halfway through, I have to go borrow some scissors because I could not find my scissors to get rid of the zip ties. And I undo all of his cuffs and collar, I undo his cuffs from the straddle horse. And I undo his leash. And still holding the leash that's attached to the top of his head, I make him get on his knees next to the horse. And I just make him sit there. while I finish cleaning up the rest of the toys, putting them all away in the bag. I take off his cuffs, I put them in the bag, until all he has on is his boxers, the mitts, and the hood. And then I make him walk on his hands and knees. I make him fucking crawl as we crawl over to the station that has all the wipes. Crawling in front of all these people. He can't see them, he can't hear them, but he can imagine. He knows they're there. Everybody can see him in his little subby glory. Well, I'm just walking in my corset, feeling powerful, my pet at my side. I grab a wipe, I make him crawl back, and then I wipe down the straddle horse. And then we crawl back again as I go to throw it away. I take his shoes. And we crawl over to, well, he crawls over to this bench where I sit down. And his hood, he can hear a little if I'm right up against it. So I give him instructions to give me his feet. And I put his socks on. I put his shoes on. So now he's simply naked except for socks and shoes, boxers, hood, and mitts. And, of course, the leash. I unhook the leash from the crown of his head and I put it on the collar. And that's attached to the hood, and I pick up my toy bag and I put it in his arms, making it very clear he needs to carry it. And then standing him on a leash with his hood on and his mitts, we walk out of the dungeon. We walk and walk, and then finally we get to the little tiny road that runs through the camp, and we wait. Until finally I hear a golf cart coming by. And they have these little golf carts that taxi everybody around during the events. And I make him get into the golf cart and with the toy bag. And we just kind of ride around camp for a little bit in the golf cart. He has no idea what's going on, no idea where he is, and that's the way I want it to be. That was a really, really fun scene. Very happy I was still able to make it happen, even with the fucking wrist. Stupid wrist. But it was my favorite scene of the week. And I hope you guys had a fun week too, whatever you guys were doing. And now I'm back. I'm ready to make some more audios, play with more sluts. And I hope you enjoyed me sharing with you.